Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
We've created a free self-care checklist and it's ready for you to download today. On the checklist, you'll find 50 brand new ideas to practice self-care. And it's not just bubble baths. Download the free checklist today and be reminded of the importance of practicing self-care. Head to themerrymakersisters.com/self-care. All right, let's get into the episode. Welcome to this Get Merry podcast episode. This is part 7 of our 7-part series. So get excited because this week's episode is all about your connection to the divine, your connection to some higher power, your connection to that thing where you kind of let go of all control because you've done everything that you can and there's that element of surrender.
And it's also your higher purpose.
Yes, this is your crown chakra, your Sahasrara chakra.
Mm-hmm. The final of the 7 chakras of the main system.
Definitely a fun one to work with. It's important to know that this energy system, which kind of makes sense when you hear about what it represents, is the only chakra in this main chakra system that lies outside of the body. So it is just right on top of the head, about like a hand's distance above the crown. And it's represented by a lotus flower. And it is said to have 1,000 petals. Hmm. And so when we are connected to this chakra, it is said to be a blossoming 1,000 petaled lotus.
I feel like that's such a beautiful thing to imagine. And if you would like to know more and more about the chakras, we go into more depth inside our chakra masterclass inside Merry Body. But I feel that, you know, okay, yes, it's connected to that spiritual thing, isn't it? Whatever it may be for you, if you have a religion or if you feel some connection to nature, the universe, the world, something beyond us, beyond our physical body, beyond our own thoughts, it's connected to something greater than us, right? And it's also, I think, perhaps it's this representative of like, you know, we're all plugging into something. Like it's where we all connect together. Like right now I'm imagining like, yeah,
this the Matrix.
Yeah. Oh God, that's awful. But it's like something where like, you know, this energy stream. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it would be kind of cool if like there was some magical element. Do you think it's true? Like
the
stream
of consciousness.
Do you think it is true? Yes, it's true.
It's true. I think that we can't, like, if we think about, and I know we always do this, like, if we think about our existence, that in itself is some kind of magic.
It is magic, isn't it?
Like, so the fact that we are floating in the galaxy on this ball of land and water that is perfectly located to the sun for human existence, that has a gravitational pull because of the moon, like, that keeps us in our human form, that mind if we didn't blown. Have that, we would be like a blob on the ground. Ah. Like, it is magical.
It is magical. And it's sad that we're all destroying our planet, though, and our home. Like, it's
sad that we're all distracted.
I know. It's sad that we're distracted from the magic. It's so sad. It's so sad that we think our purpose in life is to grow that figure in our bank account and get diamonds on our body and, like, have the brand designer clothes. Like, this is the thing, guys.
Or to change our external body. Like, that's the goal.
Oh, my God. That's our main purpose. And that's our main thing in life.
To look good.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So when you work with the crown chakra, you realize that everything else was BS and now everything is like
magical.
The whole different perspective. You have a brand new set of glasses on.
Yeah. And that's it. Like this chakra is like your reminder of the magic of it all, the bigness of it all.
Yeah.
And the smallness of it all.
Yeah.
Like the big thing and the big thing and the small thing and the small thing.
That makes sense.
Like, it's like everything is tiny, but everything is huge.
I think this is so important to like contemplate these ideas, because we can really let life take us, you know, the ins and outs of your day, the to-do list, get the kids to school, make the dinner, do the work, mow the lawn, clean, repeat,
which are all important.
Save for your holiday. Right? I know, they're all important. So I know.
So this is like really, like this is a good thing. This is a good thing because it's good to talk about this. Because again, if we don't have that,
yes,
then we can't be, you know, we can't have our feet on the ground with this awareness of the magic of it all.
Okay, so the routines are important. The day-to-day same thing is important, but we need to allow space for this other stuff. And that's kind of where the trouble lies, isn't it? Because instead of allowing space for this stuff, we allow space to scroll on our phones.
No.
Like literally, like when you do think about it, like I scroll on my phone. There are times when I scroll on my phone and I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing? I feel sick from this. Yes, I do it. Yeah. I scroll on my phone every day. The goal is to scroll less though. But talking about it like this is kind of disgusting me. My own behavior with my phone is disgusting me a little bit. I don't want to do that anymore.
No, I think that we can get rid of that because that's not a foundation that we need. That's not something that brings greatness to our life, and it's not necessary.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you know, all the other things, like our routine and like our cleanliness and our hygiene and like our cooking and our cleaning and like whatever, all that, although monotonous, although whatever, they're important. How can we also make sure that we're not just waiting for the moment to connect to our crown chakra? We're not just waiting for the four-week holiday, you know? How can we actually make those things that are everyday life more magical, more not that mundane-ness.
It's not even, and it's not even the magicness of it, because that's like, to me, like that word is a beautiful word. Yeah, magic is beautiful, but for the crown chakra, like it's deeper.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't mean it like that. I mean it like, I guess it's like the importance. It's like instead of thinking like this is a chore and I hate it, it's like realizing like, okay, I'm just going to do this thing and I'm not going to do it in that way.
No, you don't need to. Yeah, you can change your attitude around those things. Well, they're important. It's so true. Like if you're a person who is super disorganized at home and it's always a mess and a shambles, like that gets tiring, I feel.
Yeah.
Even if you like kind of ignore the fact that you're a mess and in shambles, like it'll catch up to you one day.
And this is why it's important, because like if we only focus on the crown, then we're just head is up in the sky and we're not connected to reality.
Yes.
But okay, let's just pretend now that we have put our focus in all the other places. Well done. Tick, tick. Good job. You enjoyed that process. But now it's the crown. Like how do we actually connect to the crown chakra? Like what can we do? How does it feel? Like what does it feel like? You don't know.
Well, I think it's about contemplating again. I think meditation again, same with third eye. It's like an attitude of something beyond yourself and your own needs. Like it's like instead of you thinking about me, you think more of a collective, more we.
That's true.
The interconnectedness of humans.
It's like an expansiveness.
Yeah, expansiveness.
I feel like, you know, it's like that, wow.
And what helps you get there? I think appreciating beauty does help you get there. I think going out in nature. I mean, what do you think? I mean, and humankind creation too. Like, it's fascinating the things that humans can create, and you wonder, like, how did they create that? Did it come from this place of the crown chakra?
Information.
Yeah, you think about like a great story or like a great piece of literature, movie, cinema, music. Oh my, like that is a thing of beauty, right? And that source of that has come from something beyond that human.
Well, that's the thing. Like you hear a lot of creatives talk about this, like that they have no idea where this song came from or where this idea came from. It just came to them. Yeah. And, you know, Liz Gilbert talks about it in her Big Magic book. And so I really like this idea of like how an idea is like an actual thing floating around in space and time, and it falls into someone's head. And like she had that example of like her friend and her having the same book idea, but they hadn't talked to each other.
See, that is magic, and psychicness is real then, right?
Like, yeah, if you tuned into last week's episode, you would have heard our debate. But that is definite connection to some kind of higher divine, of where you are like so connected with your feet on the ground but also open to receive.
I feel like that is the ultimate feeling, to feel grounded and open. Like open to new, but feeling secure in this openness.
Yes.
Because, you know, when you're just open and your feet are not on the ground, you're very vulnerable and like you feel kind of uncertain.
Well, your feet can just get swept up from underneath you, right? You just like
carried away.
Yes.
By someone else's kind of life vision.
Yeah.
But when your feet are on the ground, you know who you are, you're confident in your vision for your life, you're feeling, you know, more authentically you. And your heart is open. You can speak your truth without fear. Like this is what having all these balance chakras gives you. And I mean, whether you like the idea of these energy centers or whether you just like the idea of these traits, like these traits are great.
Yeah.
These aspects of life, if we can welcome this into life, I feel like we're going pretty well.
Mm. I think the last thing with the crown chakra to mention is this whole idea of like, you know, anything we're trying to do in our lives or anything we're moving toward, and like, you know, the elements we can control of these things that we're moving toward, like there's always a limit to that. Like there's always, it's like, as an example, like you have a project and then you've got a list of things, it might be an event, and you've got a list of things that you need to tick off, and you ticked them off in the right order. Sequentially, everything's great, you've done it all, and then it happens on the day, and there's always going to be that element of like that you can't control everything.
Yeah,
like you can't control everything. There has to be that element of letting go, and this is that whole idea of like surrendering to the higher divine.
Yes.
Example with what we do, Em, like Mary Body, like never could we have imagined what it was going to turn into.
No.
We could follow the steps of what we thought we were doing and to create the classes and create the app and do the things and send the emails and blah, 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 but we never could have controlled any of the outcome of like the people who were going to join.
Yeah.
Like there's a limit to the control that we have.
But we're not meant to control everything, and that would be a blockage of the solar plexus if we were obsessed with control. Like,
so, like, this is that element of just, like, you let go and, like, you just allow.
That lesson, surrender, was the best lesson that I know you and I in business and in aspects of our life was the best lesson to ever come upon, because – I mean, it is linked to acceptance as well, because it's kind of accepting to what is.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And detachment.
Yeah.
Like they're all linked.
Oh my.
And it's really important. And like as when you do practice this, wow, I just think life becomes so much more enjoyable.
Well, because instead of being in your situation, whatever you may be in, you're not thinking about where you want to be. You're not thinking about what you're missing out on. You're just being. You can be more present. It's a good way to live, I think. More presence, more acceptance, more surrender. Surrender, surrender.
Mm-hmm. And then in the moments where, like, you found that something else needs your attention, then you then focus on that.
Yeah.
But then you go through the motions again. You're like, wow, okay, I made those steps, like, I fixed my bank account, or like I did that, and now I can move back to this.
And I think it's also like, you know, when you do have all this stuff aligned, then you can offer yourself for more service, because it's kind of like you might want to help more people and you want to do more for the world because you're really connected to this external thing, this higher purpose. But if you don't have your own finances, you know, set up and you're not secure in your shelter and your like day-to-day life, you can't really help. I mean, you can in small ways, but if you have this aspiration to do more, you need to sort that out first.
Definitely.
And same with all above, like
all of the other things before you get to this moment of that, like bigger than you.
Mm. But you can work on it all coincidentally too. Is that the right word?
Definitely.
Concurrently, maybe. Concurrently.
Yeah. And the thing is like there's an order to it, but also you don't have to follow that.
Mm.
Like there's no rule that says you can't work on your crown chakra first. No. It's like no one's going to like.
I think you did that, remember? Did you do that?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure I worked on my crown
like,
chakra first.
Like I'm obsessed with this. Now she's deep in the base
chakra. I'm so in the base chakra right now. And it's so wonderful. It's wonderful and red. And I'm really quite enjoying it.
The Virgo feels really in you. Good. Yeah, it feels really good that you're working in that area for us.
Yeah, we were joking about it. I think we mentioned it earlier on that right at this moment, I'm very base and Emma's very crown. And it's hilarious because it's complete opposites, but then it's the perfect match.
Yes, and this is in our business, FYI. Yes.
So it's like I'm doing all this and you're doing all that and it's perfect and everything else is just falling into place.
It's just perfectly splendid. All right, if you want to know more on all of the chakras, we have a set of masterclasses inside the Merrybody app. It's very easy to download and sign up for a 7-day trial
over at merrybody.app.link. That'll directly open the app in your app store. Download it, create an account, start a 7-day trial. It's free. And watch one of the masterclasses. We go into more detail with exactly how to reawaken, align, and inspire each energy system, energy center of the energy system. This was a fun series, though.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.